We are at Lockhaven Park. This was kind of the default location from the beginning. Friends would meet up here on the last Friday of every month, and we'd just go for a little bike ride around the downtown area. And since it's grown so large and everybody knows where this spot is at, we just kind of default to this spot.
Can we walk along the beginning of the route? And while we do so, can you say in what direction we're heading and explain the full route?
Sure, yeah. We are basically leaving the parking lot. We assemble together under the statue, and we leave at 6 p.m. We head out towards Princeton. We typically make a left, which takes us down Princeton to Edgewater, and then again kind of into our main thoroughfare, which is Orange Avenue. We get the most exposure through the Orange Avenue downtown area just because of all the cars and the traffic and the fact that it is the last Friday of the month. It happens at around 5:30, so it's a very, I don't know, at this point, it's really a fun bike ride just to enjoy and go on. And people that are new to cycling or new to the ride or just new to commuting and stuff like that, it's to help you get more acquainted and help you kind of feel safer on the road, honestly.
What is the importance of encouraging biking in our community?
People don't commute by bicycle. 90% of Americans would drive a car for a 1 mile trip or a 2 mile trip when it's easier to actually get on a bike. It's easier and faster to just ride your bike. And I feel that critical mass kind of helps people realize that, you know, everybody can ride a bike. It doesn't matter a weight thing or a health thing. Anybody can get on a bike and ride a few miles to the store or, you know, to wherever you really want to go. And I think that's what critical mass really helps bring out in people. It brings out a feeling of safety, camaraderie, and just a general awareness that you're not the only person riding. You know, there is 200, 300, sometimes 400 people riding with you during a mass ride, so you feel a little bit safer being out in the roads by yourself in a normal setting and situation.
So you talked about safety. What should riders know to stay safe in an area that's not necessarily pedestrian friendly? And what should drivers know when they see a critical mass crowd or a lone biker?
As far as a rider, I feel that, you know, if you're riding alone, you kind of want to play chess. You want to look 10 moves ahead of you. You always want to be aware of your surroundings, what's behind you, what's in front of you, what's coming up in front of you. You never know when a door is going to open or a car is going to run through a red light. And, you know, unfortunately, that could mean your life or the life of the others around you. And that's where I think MASS does a really good job of helping people learn the rules of the road, you know, stopping at red lights, stopping at stop signs, and staying together as a group really just helps build morale in all ways. As far as cars go, that's kind of a difficult situation. Cars don't really understand what it is we're doing a lot of times, and they don't really see it as a good thing. They see it as, you know, oh, I'm getting home from work and these guys are in my way, or I'm getting home from work and I can't get through this light because there's 500 cyclists going through. So, you know, from the point of view of a person that rides, it's best that cars let us do our thing, get out of the way as fast as possible, and then we'll let you get on with the rest of your day.
What about the enjoyment factor of bicycling, especially in Florida's beautiful weather?
It's a pretty thrilling thing, especially as an organizer, to have seen it grow into such a large event. You know, when you look back and you're 4, 5, 6 blocks deep and it's 3, 4 cyclists wide, it's a pretty amazing feeling to see all these people come together from all walks of life.
Thank you very much.